Why were U.S. Capitol Police officers so unprepared for the attack on January 6th? A new report by the agency's Inspector General Michael Bolton blames intelligence failures and a, quote, reactionary posture. Now, that report also details a litany of problems, including the agency's leadership. Lawmakers are clearly frustrated. Here's Tim Ryan, a Democratic congressman from Ohio.
I mean, these men and women were betrayed by their leadership and put in an unwinnable situation. And now we're, you know, dealing with the fallout of that.
Michael Bolton will testify before a House panel today. NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales is following this one. Good morning, Claudia.
Good morning, Noelle.
What in this 100-plus page report stands out to you? What did it find?
So he said the agency has functioned as a traditional police department, a reactive force, but it must now shift to one of a protective role for the Capitol. Bolton also said officers were hindered by leadership directives the day of the insurrection not to use certain weapons, such as sting ball or flash grenades that are used to disperse crowds. And also they didn't prioritize their civil disturbance unit, which responds to such emergencies. Officers were also ill-prepared with equipment that was old or improperly stored, such as riot shields that shattered upon impact by the attackers. The chair of the House Administration Committee, California Representative Zoe Lofgren, called for today's hearing after meeting with Bolton and said his findings were, quote, detailed and disturbing.
Including his findings about a lack of intelligence sharing.
Exactly. He said that Capitol Police have had a fragmented approach to handling this intelligence and overlooked alarming details in their own analysis before January 6th, including that Trump supporters saw that day as their last chance to overturn the election, and a sense of desperation and disappointment could fuel violence. It also said that, quote, Congress itself is the target on the 6th. I talked to House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer about all of this. Let's take a listen.
We had information. We didn't act on the information. We didn't prepare properly. We have been lulled to sleep for decades about this never happening.
And Hoyer went on to say that this report raises the stakes for Congress to take up a supplemental funding security bill later this month to better support these officers.
How has the leadership of the Capitol Police responded to this report?
They say changes are underway now, from streamlining their intelligence gathering to replacing equipment, but they still acknowledge there's work to be done. That said, we've heard echoes of these complaints about leadership from the agency's union, who has been at odds with top officials, as we heard Representative Ryan note there at the top. Ryan also told me, although this is an extensive look, we're still just at the beginning. Let's take a listen.
Because there's going to be more reports, more criticism, more finger pointing, more process, more arrests to the people who perpetrated the crime on January 6th.
So this is a reminder. This agency is facing a lot of distress within its own ranks, and they will need a lot of help from Congress to climb out of all of these issues.
NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales. Thank you, Claudia.
Thank you so much.